Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Today we visit the world-famous Cliffs of Moher in County Clare. More than 1.1 million people from across the globe visited the popular attraction last year. That figure is rising and well on its way to reaching the pre-COVID record of 1.6 million visitors. At a time when tourism across the country was brought to its knees as a result of the pandemic, staff at the Cliffs of Moher Visitor Experience found opportunity. They were able to work on their biodiversity plan and, through monitoring the ecologically sensitive area, made a number of observations. Along with the Burren in Clare, the Cliffs of Moher has UNESCO Global Geopark status, so particular attention is given to the flora and fauna of the area. Bridget Ford is a tour guide, customer service agent, and member of the Green Team at the Cliffs of Moher Visitor Experience.
Biodiversity refers to every living thing, plant and animals. And humans are also included in it. So here at the cliffs, we're monitoring our grasslands, our flowers, our flora and fauna, our birds. And we have different aspects of the cliffs that have different wetlands. This is wet down here, as you can see, Pat. And this is a drier area. So there's a lot more growing here. During the lockdown now, we observed our grasses here, and because the tourism wasn't much at that time, we ended up being able to observe things better. So we did a bit of a sample of an area and we found 9 different grasses there, and then we left it a year without mowing in it, and we ended up with 19 different species. So this is all good for biodiversity, you know.
So this higher area is better drained. You have your own wetland area down here as well. So you have a large area to cover, Bridget.
Oh yes, we have, yeah. This is south facing. So the species here, so as you can see, they fight for light. So one example is the bird's foot trefoil. It's a small little yellow flower. It grows here in the burn, but it's much lower in the burn. But here it has to fight for light, so it's much higher here. So it's good for pollinators, like the bees love these flowers. These flowers were actually used back in the day for medicine, and they're still being researched now. We have a sea pink, so it's a part of the carnation family, and that's used for cancer research. We're trying to do our best for biodiversity here.
So what some people might see as being overgrown is actually being left to grow wild for a very good reason.
Yeah, so the seeds can sow in other places of it, the grasses grow, the birds nest in these grasslands, so they're protected here. And they land on, like the thistle up there, you know, the dog leaves, they land on there, you know.
And do people come up and maybe ask you questions about what's here? And I see that there's a lot of fencing as well. Is the fencing part of protecting those areas for biodiversity?
Yes, it is, Pat, yeah. Lots of people come in. We have done a bit of a flower exhibition in the visitor centre. We have stuff on our website to do with sustainability and the practice of it and how we do it. We have a green team. We observe all of these practices that we do. We monitor it and we send the results to the Biodiversity Ireland group.
And how important is the Green Team? It's pretty new to many businesses and many companies. How important is it to you here at the Cliffs of Moher?
Oh, we're just passionate about, you know, being able to pass on the environment that we have, you know, for generations to come, and just to be able to keep what we have.
Are you monitoring all the time then to see if there's a new species or whether another species has disappeared?
Yes, we are. And we have like a group where we put up our photographs on there. And we spread the knowledge that way through our WhatsApp group. So, and then they put it on the website for the visitors to look at.
And would the Green Team meet very often? And do you have different tasks assigned to different people?
Yeah, we meet about once a month. So we're just like, we monitor things, we talk about things and different ways of doing it, putting up signage about, you know, our rubbish and how to dispose of it, and, you know, making the customer aware of what's around them and how we can do our bit and how they can do their bit to improve everything. Sorry about that.
Well, as it happens, it's an electric vehicle, so you'll get away with it.
Oh, this is
one of the vehicles that carries your customers around the site.
Yes, this is one of our vehicles there that brings our customers around the site. And we give them a guided tour as well. And we stop here and we tell them about the flora and the fauna and the birds. And we have foxes here. I've seen foxes here in the morning, badgers, goat. Another time you see a goat off the trails, rabbits and hares, yeah. As a UNESCO site or a global geopark, we encourage all efforts to protect and promote biodiversity. It's in our power to change the actions and ensure the survival of all these species.
That was Bridget Ford, who is a tour guide, customer service agent and member of the Green Team at the Cliffs of Moher Visitor Experience. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.